This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Massive landslides kill at least 34 people in Ilam. Search and rescue efforts underway. Heavy rains block dozens of roads nationwide. 8 major rivers exceed danger levels. 4 trekkers from Bhaktapur go missing in Roswell flood. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he hopes to announce hostage release in the coming days. Now the news in detail. Massive landslides in Ilam district have killed at least 34 people. According to Sunita Nepal, Chief District Officer of the District Administration Office Ilam, rescue operations are ongoing with Nepali Army helicopters being used to evacuate people trapped by the landslide. Our reporter Sunita Rai quoted Chief District Officer Nepal as saying the Nepali Army, Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and local volunteers are actively engaged in rescue and relief efforts. She added that blocked roads are making it difficult to reach affected areas or deliver relief materials, but operations continue by helicopter despite the remoteness of the site. The landslide has caused significant loss of life and property, particularly in Mai Jogmai Municipality, Suryodaya Municipality and Mangsebung Rural Municipality. Incessant rainfall has disrupted normal life across the country, blocking dozens of roads due to floods and landslides. According to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, several roads leading into and out of the valley have been obstructed. Major road sections affected by landslides include the Hitoda Vese Novese Road, the Aranika Highway in Bhutikusi Rural Municipality 4 of Sindhifalsuk, and the Dhulikhil Khawa section, the Meteri Bridge at Raswa Gudi, the Narangud Mugling section in Ichukamana Rural Municipality 5 of Chitwa, and parts of the BP Highway in Roshi Rural Municipality 11 of Kabri Palansuk have been obstructed. Likewise, the Mechi Corridor at Belase, the Koshi Highway in Makalu Rural Municipality and the Pasang Lamu Highway in Gosaikunda Rural Municipality 2 of Roswa remain obstructed. Incessant rainfall has caused water levels in 8 major rivers across the country to rise above the danger mark, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. In its latest update this morning, the department reported that flood measurement stations on the Bagmati, Sunkosi, Arun, Tamur, Kosi, Budikola and Biringkola rivers have recorded water levels exceeding danger levels. Continuous rainfall has caused a sharp rise in the water level of the Saptakosi River, prompting authorities to open all 56 gates of the Kosi barrage. Binod Parajuli, chief of the Flood Forecasting Division, said that 12 additional river stations are reporting levels above the allot mark. The division further stated that most rivers and streams in Kushi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces are nearing allot levels. Rainfall has started to ease gradually in Bagmati and Madhes provinces, but moderate to heavy rainfall continues in several areas of Kushi province. Floods have submerged 450 houses across Jhapa district. Around 100 households have been relocated and rescue operations are ongoing with the help of police, armed forces and locals. Rising waters have blocked the east-west highway at Mechinagar 6 and affected settlement. Several houses in Bhadrapur 5 and Mechinagar 15 remain at risk. 4 trekkers from Bhaktapur have gone missing while trekking in Langtang after being swept away by floods in the Bering River at Gosaikunda Rural Municipality 4 in Roswa. A group of 16 individuals from Bhaktapur had arrived in Langtang for trekking on Friday. According to Roswa Chief District Officer Rajesh Ponte, 4 members of the group went missing when floods struck the area. The missing individuals have been identified as 25-year-old Samskriti Shrestha, 25-year-old Kishan Shrestha and 25-year-old Sangita Shrestha of Timi Municipality 3 and 23-year-old Ravi Shrestha of Bhaktapur Municipality 10. 3 of the missing trekkers are reported to be members of the same family. Officials say search and rescue efforts are underway. The District Administration Office, Barker, has imposed prohibitory orders in five areas of the district following clashes between Hindu and Muslim communities during Durga Idol immersion last Friday. The orders cover Ward No. 6 of Dudhawa Rural Municipality, Ward No. 14 of Nepalganj Sub-Metropolitan City, Suya Piprahawa of Ward No. 15, Bajipurwa, Jangali Singhapurwa and Lohar Napurwa of Ward No. 23 and Ward No. 5 of Narainapur Municipality, effective from 5 p.m. today until further notice. Chief District Officer Dharmaraj Joshi said the situation is currently under control. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he hopes to announce the release of hostages held in Gaza in the coming days. According to the BBC, Netanyahu vowed that Hamas will be disarmed and Gaza will be demilitarized, either the easy way or the hard way. His comments followed a Hamas statement on Friday agreeing to free the hostages under a U.S. peace plan, while avoiding mention of disarmament and seeking negotiations on other issues. On Saturday, Hamas accused Israel of continuing massacres after morning strikes and called for international pressure on Israel. Interreg ceasefire talks between the two sides are set to begin in Egypt on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump warned on Truth Social that he would not tolerate delay from Hamas, urging swift action. Leader Trump later noted that Israel has agreed to the initial withdrawal line, referring to positions outlined in the U.S. plan. The 20-point U.S. plan calls for an immediate end to fighting, the release of 20 living Israeli hostages and the remains of others in exchange for hundreds of detained Gazans. Syria is holding its first parliamentary elections today since Bashar al-Assad was ousted 10 months ago. According to the BBC, two-thirds of the 210 seats will be filled by electoral colleges, while interim president Ahmed al-Sara will appoint the rest. Authorities have postponed voting in two Kurdish-controlled provinces, and a third region affected by clashes between government forces and Druze militias. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast light to moderate rainfall across the country due to the influence of moisture-laden monsoon winds from the Bay of Bengal. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, most areas in Koshi and Madhya Province will see full cloud cover, while Bagmati and Lumbini provinces will remain mostly cloudy. Other regions are expected to experience partly cloudy conditions. The department said moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely in many parts of Koshi and Madhya provinces, and in some hilly and Tarai areas of other provinces. A few areas in Koshi and Madhya provinces may also experience heavy rainfall. The department added that hilly regions in Koshi, Madhya and Bagmati provinces will gradually remain overcast with chances of moderate rainfall and thunderstorms. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Massive landslides kill at least 34 people in Ilam. Search and rescue efforts underway. Heavy rains block dozens of roads nationwide. Eight major rivers exceed danger levels. Four trekkers from Bhaktapur go missing in Ross were flood. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he hopes to announce hostage release in the coming days. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.